Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines is Wednesday, January the 1st. Pope Francis begins 2025 by praying for peace in Ukraine, Gaza, Israel, Myanmar and North Kivu. We speak to the Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz about the Pope's other major appeal today, a call for debt forgiveness for poorer nations. And at Mass for the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, celebrated each year on the 1st of January, Pope Francis urges the faithful to cherish life and to entrust 2025 to Mary. In the Vatican, I'm Joseph Tullock. On this New Year's Day, Pope Francis addressed a crowded St. Peter's Square for the traditional Angelus prayer. After the prayer was over, the Pope made several political appeals, including a call to the leaders of developed countries to, quote, set a good example by cancelling or significantly reducing the debts of the poorest countries. Francesca Merlo tells us more.
Speaking after his traditional New Year's Day Angelus prayer, Pope Francis made a powerful appeal to world leaders to reduce or forgive the debt of poorer countries.
Il primo rimettere i debiti a Dio, come sempre.
God is the first to forgive debts, as we always ask in the Our Father, Pope Francis said. The Jubilee calls us to translate this forgiveness into social terms so that no individual, family or people is crushed by debt. I encourage leaders of nations with Christian traditions to set an example by cancelling or significantly reducing the debts of the poorest countries. The Pope then referenced the Italian television programme A Sua Immagine, where he said he had seen footage and photographs depicting the devastation caused by war. I express my deep gratitude, he said, to everyone who in the many regions plagued by conflict works towards dialogue and negotiations. Let us pray for an end to all fighting and for a decisive focus on peace and reconciliation.
Penso alla martoriata Ucraina.
My thoughts go to war-torn Ukraine, Gaza, Israel, Myanmar, North Kivu, and so many other people in conflict. Brothers and sisters, he said, war destroys. It always destroys. War is always a defeat. Always. I express my heartfelt appreciation to all those striving for peace. And finally, the Pope extended his best wishes to Italian President Sergio Mattarella, expressing hope for every good thing in the new year, and assuring him of his prayers. In his New Year's address to the nation the previous evening, Mattarella had echoed the Pope's message, noting the significance of the 58th World Day of Peace and its call to the conscience of all. All heads of state and government, leaders of international organisations, civil and religious authorities are called to address the wounds of the world, the troubling social and economic fragmentation, and the growing threats to peaceful development among nations, Mattarella had said. He affirmed that on behalf of the Italian people, he takes up Pope Francis's continuous appeals for urgent and courageous actions to secure peace and address challenges such as migration, environmental degradation, and the risks and opportunities posed by new technologies. I'm Francesca Merlo.
We heard there about the Pope's appeal for debt forgiveness for poorer nations. As part of his efforts on the issue, the Pope has been involved in various initiatives, including one organised by the economist Professor Joseph Stiglitz. Professor Stiglitz spoke to Vatican Radio about the global debt crisis, describing the impact that it has on the climate and the development of all countries, especially, he said, developing nations.
The fact is that after the pandemic, a very large fraction of the countries in the developing world are facing debt distress. And things have gotten worse with the war in Ukraine, the post-pandemic inflation, the increase in the interest rates, which have meant the cost of servicing the debt, to the point where many countries are spending more in servicing the debt than they are in education or health or on development, so that this has become a more than a debt crisis, it's a development crisis. It's also a climate crisis, because if they have to spend so much on servicing the debt, they can't make the investments they need for the green transition. And so the problems of climate, both mitigation and adaptation, become much worse. I'm not a Catholic, but for me, the Pope's call is extraordinarily important. He's trying to bring the world together in a moral call to do right by billions of people in the world for whom this debt is crowding out education, health, investments for development, and climate, things that he's called attention to before in his Laudatio. This, to me, is a very important call. I think when he does that, he has the backing of a majority of people in the world. I think most people support this moral call. They believe that it's unconscionable in the world, which is as rich as it is, that so many people suffer as much as they do. And it's an existential issue for the planet. If we don't do enough about climate, we're all in trouble.
That was the Nobel Prize-winning economist Professor Joseph Stiglitz speaking there to Vatican Radio's Kelsey Gussie about the global debt crisis and the Pope's call for richer countries to step in and make a difference. As we heard earlier from Francesca, the Pope appealed today not only for debt forgiveness, but also for an immediate end to the conflicts in Ukraine, Gaza, Israel, Myanmar and North Kivu. That's a province of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, excuse me. The latest news from Ukraine is that the country has halted Russian gas supplies to European customers through its pipeline network. That came after a pre-war transit deal expired at the end of last year. Ukraine's energy minister said on Wednesday morning that Kiev had stopped the transit, quote, in the interests of national security. This is a historic event, he continued. Russia is losing markets and will incur financial losses. Europe has already decided to phase out Russian gas, and this aligns with what Ukraine has done to date. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 12 Palestinians, mostly women and children, local officials said on Wednesday. One man who was carrying the body of a child asked journalists for the Associated Press, quote, "Are you celebrating the new year? Enjoy as we die. For a year and a half, we have been dying." The Pope also mentioned North Kivu, which, as I said, is a province in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Fighting is continuing there among various armed groups. According to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, more than 2.5 million people have now been displaced by the crisis. And to end on a piece of good news, 2025 is, of course, the Jubilee year, a time for forgiveness of sins as well as of debt. Pope Francis has repeatedly urged world leaders to use the year as an opportunity to abolish the death penalty. And today, Zimbabwe's president has approved a law that abolishes the death penalty with immediate effect. Zimbabwe last carried out an execution in 2005, but its courts continue to hand down death sentences for serious crimes like murder until today. As well as being New Year's Day, the 1st of January is also the Solemnity of Mary, the Most Holy Mother of God. Pope Francis today celebrated Mass for the occasion and said that, like a mother, Mary points us to her Son and leads us to Jesus. He also invited the faithful to entrust the year 2025 to Mary, as Christopher Wells reports.
Questo nuovo anno che si apre, affidiamola Maria, Madre di Dio.
Pope Francis invited the faithful to entrust the new year to Mary, the Mother of God, expressing the hope that we might learn, like her, to protect the precious gift of life. All of us, he said, are called to take up the summons that flows from the heart of Mary to cherish life, to care for life, to restore dignity to the lives of every human person, because, he explained, this is the basis for building a civilization of peace.
È la base fondamentale per costruire una civiltà della pace.
Citing his own message for the World Day of Peace, also celebrated today, the Holy Father said this is the reason for his own appeal for a firm commitment to respect the dignity of human life from conception to natural death. Pope Francis said that today's feast immerses us once more in the mystery of Christmas, a mystery summed up in the second reading, where St. Paul tells us that God sent forth his Son, born of a woman. These words echo in our hearts today, the Pope said, and remind us that Jesus, our Savior, became flesh and is revealed in the frailty of the flesh. Jesus, he continued, is one of us and is thus able to save us. His coming as a tiny baby similarly reveals God's choice to act through littleness and tenderness. By the frailty of his humanity, the Pope said, Jesus shows us the face of God.
Affidiamo a lei questo nuovo anno giubilare.
Concluding his homily, Pope Francis once again called on us to entrust to Mary not only this Jubilee year, but also all of our questions, worries, sufferings, joys, and all the concerns we hold in our hearts, and to entrust to her the whole world, so that hope may be reborn and peace may finally spring up for all the peoples of the world.
Perché finalmente germogli la pace per tutti I popoli della terra.
I'm Christopher Wells.
And finally, during today's Angelus prayer for the New Year's Day Solemnity of the Blessed Virgin of Mary, Blessed Virgin Mary, Pope Francis prayed that Mary might teach us to keep the joy of the gospel in our hearts. Thaddeus Jones has this report.
Pope Francis led the midday Angelus prayer in a crowded St. Peter's Square on New Year's Day, reflecting on the surprise and joy of Christmas. The Pope recalled today's gospel that narrates the arrival of the shepherds in the grotto in Bethlehem after witnessing the proclamation of the angels, telling them about the newborn Savior, Messiah, and Lord. The Pope described this encounter, which fills everyone with wonder, as they saw with their own eyes the infant Jesus, and they experienced the heart of Mary, who kept and reflected on all these things. Recalling the Hebrew meaning of Jesus, which is God saves, the Pope explained how this is exactly what the Lord will do and came into the world to accomplish by offering his very life.
Dio invece ha scelto di nascere per noi. Dio ha scelto.
God chose to be born for us, the Pope explained, as Jesus is the revelation of his eternal love, which brings peace into the world. The Pope then explained how the heart of Mary corresponds to the newborn Messiah who manifests the mercy of the Father. Her immaculate heart is the ear that listened to the proclamation of the Archangel Gabriel and the hand of the bride given to Joseph, as well as the embrace experienced by Elizabeth in her old age. The Pope explained how in Mary's heart beats the hope of redemption and salvation for every creature.
Le mamme hanno sempre a cuore I loro figli.
And observing how mothers always have their children at heart, the Pope said on this New Year's Day dedicated to peace, we should remember mothers in a special way, those who rejoice in their heart and those who bear a heart full of suffering because their children have been taken away by violence, by arrogance, or by hatred. The Pope exclaimed how beautiful is peace and how inhuman is war, which breaks the hearts of mothers. In conclusion, the Pope suggested we carry out our own introspection on these themes, first looking at our ability to remain in silence, contemplating the birth of Jesus, and how we try to cherish in our own hearts the wondrous reality and message of goodness and salvation. He also recommended we reflect on how we can reciprocate such a great gift by freely offering gestures of peace, forgiveness, and reconciliation. Conclusion, the Pope said, may Mary, the Holy Mother of God, teach us to keep the joy of the gospel in our hearts and bear witness to it in the world. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
That's all we've got time for on this edition of Vatican and World News. Many thanks go to Adriano Vitali in the studio. If you're listening live and have a moment free, you might like to head over to our Vatican News YouTube channel or our Facebook page. We'll be live streaming the opening of the Holy Door in the Basilica of St. Mary Major here in Rome. That'll be starting at 5 p.m. Rome time. And a very happy New Year to you all. Laudate Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ.